WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Domestic issues dominated the discussion at last night's town hall meeting hosted by Congressman Bill Flores and Brian.
Responding to a couple of questions about immigration reform, Flores called on a comprehensive set of solutions that included multiple forms of work visas that did not harm the American labor force.
You might need an ag visa so that those folks that do ag labor can come in and work for the farmers who need help here. We've got hotels here in town that pay folks $10, $11 an hour, but they can't get enough help. And so maybe you have a hospitality visa.
Flores does not expect Obamacare to return to the U.S. Supreme Court. He expects Washington to hear from Americans as they start receiving health insurance applications in the mail and those who start feeling the impact of new taxes. He also says funding's been restored to members of the military taking college classes, which had been cut by sequestration. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There have been ripple effects from last weekend's murders of the Kaufman County District Attorney and his wife. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk has been among those in conversations about how to address local concerns.
Personally, I've talked with Jarvis Parsons, the DA, and we're on the same page and have discussed things that we can do right now to help alleviate some concerns, and then where we need to go if we have a directed threat or if things need to be stepped up.
Kirk says those who visit the courthouse won't see any visible changes in how they address security unless there is a directed threat. The city of College Station plans to spend $24 million during the next 10 years in the recently annexed Welburn community. Future development regulations will be considered at tomorrow's College Station Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The proposal, introduced at last week's City Council meeting by staff planner Matt Robinson, includes 10 land use designations.
They vary from 1 acre, 2 acre, 3 acre plus single family to also include small scale commercial, business park, institutional public, and then the yellow tract that I had highlighted earlier, which is the Welburn Restricted Suburban, 20,000 square foot single family, clustered down to 8,000 square foot with some opportunity for commercial along 2154.
More than 20 meetings have been held since Welburn was annexed a year and a half ago. The City Council considers final action at its meeting on April 25th. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Drug screening the neediest Texans is being debated at the Capitol. State Rep. Debbie Riddle's bill calls for drug screening all TANF recipients, those receiving temporary assistance for needy families.
We want to make sure that children have every opportunity to succeed and be reared in a home with drug-free guardians or parents.
Calling for drug testing certain unemployment recipients for benefits is scheduled for a committee vote later today. And if you know any children whose parents have or have had cancer, A&M students working with Camp Kesem want to bring a little magic to their lives. In fact, fundraising coordinator and counselor Chris Hensley says Kesem is the Hebrew word for magic.
They get the chance to really be kids and kind of escape whatever stresses might be going on in their home lives. They get to go through different sports games and other outdoor activities, as well as like arts and crafts. They just get to interact with other kids their age that they've seen at camp before and truly have fun and be kids.
The camp is free for the families and completely funded by student volunteers and fundraising events. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the camp's webpage. And a correction to the time of this morning's court hearing regarding the proposed landfill west of College Station. The hearing will begin at 10 in downtown Bryan at the County Commission's meeting room located in the County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
We have a large area of high pressure, which will build in by the time we get to Friday. This morning, we're dealing with a departing low and the leftover showers behind it. Scattered showers are a possibility, especially this morning. Highs today, 60 to 65. Any showers will end tonight, 50. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny, cool, only 60. Clear near 50 tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly sunny, milder Friday. Highs on Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
812, let's go to Austin. State Senator Charles Swartner from District 5 joins us. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott. Missed you last week.
Well, you know, they give me a chance to take a week off every once in a while.
That's good. I hope you had a nice vacation.
I did. Let's talk first of all about you've gotten a hearing for a bill that will train school teachers to recognize the signs of developing mental illness. Obviously, you're a healthcare provider. Give me some thoughts about and some background on this bill.
Well, great. Yes. You know, there's a great concern across our nation, really, and certainly in the legislature about mental illness and mental health and really a thirst for knowledge about mental illness, especially those individuals that might be in crisis. And what that bill is a voluntary training tool, a program called Mental Health First Aid that allows individuals that voluntarily sign up to take the course to learn about mental health illness, to recognize risk factors, and to allow them to have some tools to get them the help they need.
Now, my first thought is obviously this is something that would stave off a problem later in this person's life. We know that, and we'll talk about that in a minute, what would happen. But I want to, I guess, get your thoughts on if a teacher takes this training, seems to see some signals, I could see that you could get some pretty volatile pushback from a parent.
Well, I think teachers should have a knowledge or working knowledge of some of the concerns of mental health. They're dealing one-on-one with individual students and see them potentially more than their parents during the week. And if they were to see something, I think it's important that they get in contact with potentially the counselor or just talk to that child, and maybe it stops there. Potentially, obviously, they need to get in touch with parents if something were to become more escalating. So I think the stigma associated with mental illness and the concern about how we handle mental illness going forward needs to be addressed. And this is just an attempt to try to increase the awareness of mental health in our communities. And it's not just for teachers. This is a general program that's going to be administered through our local mental health authorities that anyone can take, first responders or interested citizens, to learn more about mental illness and the risk factors associated with individuals in crisis.
Charles Werner, State Senator, joining us this morning. And this is part of, obviously, a larger picture and a larger problem in Texas, because the National Sheriff's Association has said that people who suffer from mental illness are 8 times more likely to end up in prison than in a hospital.
That's right. Yeah, it's mental illness is affecting our jails, our schools, our emergency rooms, our communities, and we need to go into this with open eyes and realize it's a major problem that needs recognition and identification and help.
I guess I was shocked when I found out last year that the third largest mental facility in the state of Texas is the Harris County Jail.
That's correct. I was told it was the largest. But.
Wow. Okay. That's any number that it is would be frightening. Are there other things that are happening within the legislature to help fund this? Because obviously the mentally ill are almost a voiceless group out there.
Right. The Finance Committee significantly increased funding for treatment of mental health, both through our prison systems, through our Department of State Health Services, our LMHAs. So there's been a significant increase of funding to address this problem.
Let's talk about an event that was rather unusual earlier this week. Both United States senators and the governor met the media and basically stated again their resolve not to expand Medicaid in Texas. Your thoughts there?
Right. Well, it was quite a show. We had dueling press conferences.
We did.
We had the governor and Senator Cruz and Senator Cornyn. And on the opposite side, right after that press conference, and there was a number of Democrat leaders, including the Castro brothers from San Antonio. I don't think anything new was brought forth on either side. I continue to believe that Medicaid is broken and unsustainable, and really to expand it in its current form is really misguided. When we're entering a financial relationship with a federal partner that, in my opinion, is insolvent and not able to fulfill its obligations long term.
Certainly. Well, it's a scary precipice that we're standing on. To remind our listeners, you're a member of the Health and Human Services Committee and also a Criminal Justice, Agriculture and Rural Affairs and Government Organizations. Anything in those committees that have taken place in the last week of note?
Well, yesterday was Government Org, and I was Government Organization Committee, and I was very pleased to be actually the chair of that committee. Mm-hmm. Chairwoman Zaffarini allowed me to take the gavel, and three of the bills that went through there were about contracting, and many people don't realize, but a lot of the business of the state of Texas is done through the agencies, and of course they do their work through contracts. And these contracting bills are very important because it allows for best practices to be put in place, and contracting standards, and an advisory committee, and better compliance to where we get our money's worth and are good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars.
Certainly. Like to get your thoughts on a Senate committee has endorsed some restrictions on payday lenders. They did that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as tough as some things that are already in place in cities like Dallas and the major cities.
Right.
But like to get your thoughts on payday lending and what needs to be done, because again, people who are at the mercy quite often of these people may need some relief.
Right. Yeah. That's going through Senator Corona's committee, and I certainly don't like the predatory lending practices of some payday lenders. And I like some of the provisions of that bill in reference to limiting the number of times they can roll over a loan, for instance. I also believe that a major benefit or a major improvement of that bill might be that some of the local municipal more stringent restrictions in reference to payday lending, if we could allow that to continue and not be preempted or trumped by our state laws, I think that would be a positive step as well. I'm looking forward to seeing that come to the Senate floor and voting for reform of payday lending.
Finally today, Education Commissioner Michael Williams said yesterday that he plans to order Texas to begin rating schools with letter grades, A
right.
through F.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's doing this unilaterally, which I find pretty interesting. I thought that may need to be a change that took place legislatively.
Well, no, the specifics of whether or not he needs legislative approval, I'm not 100% sure on, but I'm in agreement with it. I like the idea of a simplistic way of rating our schools, and A through F sounds like a pretty good way to do it.
Yep, sounds like he's ready to get that started. Well, all right, anything else that we need to talk about of importance between now and when we talk again next week?
Well, the House is bringing up the budget finally tomorrow, and hopefully they'll pass their version and we can get the primary responsibility of passing a budget for the state of Texas for the next 2 years done over the next number of weeks.
That's almost record time, too, isn't it?
It's moving along pretty quick. We only got 8 weeks left, and it's been a whirlwind. But in general, I think we're concentrating on the problems that affect our state and doing a pretty good workmanlike type job down here.
State Senator Charles Swertner of District 5 joins us on Wednesdays, and you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Senator.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We go from congressman to state senator to Jethro Trivia, and it's, yes, Mayor Nancy Berry is here this morning. How are you today?
Woohoo!
I am so excited. It's been 2 weeks since it's Jethro Trivia.
I know.
And this is why I get up early.
I know. Yeah, sure it is. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our idly little informative crew. True. Hey, this is what we'll have the mayor answer first today.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds
you
good.
Put the pressure on her. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, because this will work. This is something that you have experience in. Okay. So Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Today's topic, bringing up baby.
My youngest is 40.
All right. Okay. I understand. But a British education expert says today's children are missing something from their lives. What do they not have enough of? Is it A, video games, B, activities, C, homework, or D, boredom? A British education expert says today's children are missing something from their lives. What do they not have enough of? A, video games, B, activities, C, homework, D, boredom. Mayor Berry.
I'm going to go with D. I mean, these kids are over-programmed.
All right.
They don't even have time to go out and make up games.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Kat.
I'm going to agree with the mayor this morning. I think she's a wise woman.
Yes, she is that. Okay. And Kevin.
We're going to go with the queen sleep on that one.
Yeah, that's it. And it is. That's exactly what it is. Kids are over-scheduled between practice in piano or soccer or video games or whatever else. They do not have enough boredom in their lives. And I agree completely.
Well, I didn't have any of that stuff. I didn't have video games.
Right. It's important to go out and eat dirt sometimes.
Absolutely. Some of my most creative things were mud pies.
Make your own fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you buy a kid something and they end up wanting to play with the box it came in instead
Absolutely.
Of the thing itself. Yeah.
That's why the box is in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Amen. Well, I think kids need three things.
Yeah.
A ball, something to ride on, like a trike or a whatever.
Right. And that's it?
Yeah, well, no, a ball, a trike.
Discipline. No, I'm just
No, yeah, that's it. Consider me the governor. I had
there
three
you go.
Things,
Boom.
And
right.
I only could come up with two. No, but you
simplicity.
Know, they need it.
Yeah.
Oh, and a doll or something like that.
All right,
you know,
yeah.
or
some sort
G.I.
of tackle.
Joe or
some
something.
Some sort of tackle thing.
That's it.
Yeah, and it is.
Stuffed animal. Something to ride on and something to throw.
And just, right, give them some downtime. Because, I mean, we need downtime as grown-ups, so it would make absolute sense that there should be the same thing for kiddos.
Well, with our downtime, you know, sometimes you come up with really good ideas. I mean, you need time to think, to become creative or solve a problem or just not be programmed.
That's it. All right, so what's going on in the two-name city of College Station?
Oh, well, we got a lot of good things going on.
Yeah. Do we have people coming in spending money from out of town? We want that to happen as much as possible. Can you know, work on that?
Yeah, well, 4-H is coming.
Yeah,
and they're going to come for 4 or 5 days.
Good.
We got TxDOT made an announcement that they're going to keep those towers open, and that will include Easterwood. So that's good news.
You know, we were talking today to Congressman Flores. He said it may only have to happen for 3 months. Things may be better by then, but great of Texas to step up. That was a very important thing.
Really important because Easterwood makes its money on fuel sales, and a great component of that is Defense Department, you know, where you have the training and they come in and they do all that. And without a manned tower, Department of Defense isn't coming.
Sure.
So that would be a problem. So that was really good news. Our CSU Electric came in as only one of four public power utilities in the state to earn recognition from the American Public Power Association for providing the highest degree of reliability and safe electric service.
Good.
And the others were Austin, Garland, and Denton. So kudos to College Station Utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Well, of course, the big news was last week when I and Mayor Bayinski joined Chancellor Sharp and Brett Jouard and the governor for the big announcement on the BioCorridor. That's huge.
You know, that's a big number. Was it $91 million? Is that right? I was.
I don't count that high.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was out of town, but got to see that. And again, this is the actual kind of pen on paper thing that we have been talking about for years, and to see that first step there. And again, so people will understand, this is just the beginning. Then there are
Correct.
Ancillary things to go along with this.
Exactly, because once one comes, the other one wants to come, and there's a certain synergy, and then there's service companies that provide the service that these particular biochemical pharma companies need. So mm-hmm. it is the first domino yep. to fall, and it's a big domino. Right. So we expect to see lots of things going on afterwards.
Well, you tie that to the airport, because those people fly in private jets quite often, and they need to be able to come in here and to be convenient.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, that was one of the big selling points of the BioCorridor, its location, and that Easterwood is right there.
Yep, literally across the street. Finally today, about an hour and a half from now, there'll be a hearing on the proposed landfill out west of town. It's in the ETJ of College Station. Will the College Station city respond or do any testimony there?
No, we're not going to. It is in the county. I mean, it's in our ETJ, but the current governmental entity that they are in Brazos County. The way we could join in there is as an interested party, and that is a legal term. We met with our city attorney and went over all the criteria for what constitutes a interested party, and none of them apply. So we certainly have a lot of sympathy for those people in the Brushy community, but we are not going to take an official position and join as an interested party, because we're not. I mean, legally.
Understand. All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Okay.
Oh, you have something else?
I do. A couple of things. Wanted to mention that this Friday, Texas A&M Police Chief Elmer Schneider is going to retire. He's done a fabulous job for our community for the last, I don't know, four decades. Mm-hmm. But a lot of things your listeners may not know is how closely A&M Police and the City of College Station Police and Bryan Police work together, and he has really facilitated so much. So we recognized him at council last week and want to just inform your listeners about that. And the other thing, we'll have our Little League opening this Saturday in conjunction with the official renaming of Southwood Park as the Brian Bachman Park.
Oh, okay. Very good. Should be nice.
It will be. That's 10:30.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie baseball team started an 8-game homestand last night with a victory over UTSA. Final score was 11-4. Took a little while to play it. The game got started at 6:35. Then there was a 3-hour, 9-minute rain delay. All told, A&M played 2 hours and 54 minutes to get the win. But the game didn't end until almost 1 o'clock. The Aggs, again, 11 runs, 14 hits, 4 errors, 10 men left on. And for UTSA, 4 runs, 14 hits, 5 errors. They stranded 8. After the rain delay, which the play resumed in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Aggies outscored the Roadrunners 11-1. A&M now 19-11 for the season. For UTSA, they dropped back to 16-13. The Aggies are 21-9 all time in 30 games against UTSA. Aggs now will play host to Auburn starting on Friday at 6:35. 3 games this weekend against the Auburn Tigers, Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. I'm Dave South. And that's your Aggie Report.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A correction to the time of this morning's court hearing regarding the proposed landfill west of College Station. The hearing begins at 10 in downtown Bryan at the County Commission's meeting room located in the County Administration Building. A group of Aggie students are working hard to provide a completely free week of camp for kids affected by parents with cancer. Fundraising coordinator Chris Hensley says community support is vital to run Camp Kesem.
College students like myself volunteer to fundraise throughout the entire academic year. And so other ways that people can get involved is they can donate to our organization to help put on the camp, as well as come to some of our different events. We have some events on campus, and one of our bigger events this semester is actually in Houston coming up this weekend. We have a Make the Magic event.
Hensley says Make the Magic is a brunch and silent auction where parents and campers will share their experiences. For more details or to register for camp, you can find a link on our website at WTAW.com. More than 1 year and more than 20 meetings in the making, Wellborn area of residents and the City of College Station have reached a proposed agreement on future land use regulations.
So from where we started and where we ended, it's been a very, very positive process, and obviously there was some compromise through all these meetings.
Staff planner Matt Robinson says the plan includes the size of residential lots and homes.
Generally on the west side of the railroad tracks, you're going to have your lower density, so 3 acres, 1 acre, 2 acres. On the east side, you're going to have a little bit more opportunity for moderate density.
On our website at WTAW.com is the 61-page proposal calling for the city to spend $24 million over the next 10 years. The Planning and Zoning Commission takes up the plan tomorrow, then it will go to the City Council on April 25th. Recent international events were brought up last night during Congressman Bill Flores' town hall meeting in Bryan.
Flores addressed recent threats made by North Korea's president, who he described as crazy, nuts, and really dangerous with the missiles and nuclear program that country has.
I worry about this young man that's a leader of North Korea. I worry about what he's trying to do to motivate his, to you know, win the hearts and minds of his citizens. And then also show how he's the bully in the world.
Asked about a United Nations treaty to regulate the global arms trade, Flores doesn't think the Senate will ratify it, adding if the Senate did do something stupid and ratify it, we'll be trying to undo that in the House as quick as we can. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County's sheriff and district attorney have been talking security since the murders of prosecutors in Kaufman County. Sheriff Chris Kirk says it brings to mind the risks of working in the criminal justice system.
Certainly very concerned about what's happening up there. Although it does appear to be localized, we're not going to take any chances until we know for sure that it is something that's just particular to that area, or if it's a group that might reach out and create some havoc elsewhere in the state.
Kirk says he and Jarvis Parsons are on the same page to alleviate current concerns, as well as what would be done if there is a direct threat. And every living and former president will be in Dallas later this month for the opening of former President George W. Bush's presidential library at SMU. The White House says President Barack Obama and the First Lady will attend, and political analyst John Weakley says the president doesn't have to come to these things.
Obviously, the Bush Center and Library invited him and Mrs. Obama, and I think it's a tribute to President Bush if the president and First Lady show up.
He says it will also be a good chance for the president to do some fundraising. The event will be held April 25th. It will open to the public on May 1st. WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell.
At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And in this business, the work is never done. Chevrolet has challenged us to sell 150 new cars in April. 150? The only way we can meet that number is to start the month with prices no other dealers can touch.
You said it, Bubba. Hi, this is Tim Light, and we're offering hundreds in additional savings to get you into the car or truck you want today. It's our fast start sell-off this Friday and Saturday.
To reach our objective, we've priced 45 of our best-selling cars and trucks with the absolute best values of the year. Today through Saturday, nothing held back.
New Chevy Silverado, Malibu, Cruze, Equinox, our best-selling vehicles, now with easier financing terms so you can get approved today.
Anybody can say they sell for less. Only one dealer can back it up. Tom Light Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in the Brazos Valley. Number one for low prices every day.
Tom Light Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway or find new roads at tomlight.com.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Make a date for free family fun and get up close and personal with many wonders of science and technology at the 2013 Physics and Engineering Festival, Saturday, April the 6th at Texas A&M University. Unleash your inner scientist aboard a square-wheeled bicycle or try your hand at generating electricity and shooting balloons with lasers. Three of the roughly 100 exciting interactive exhibits on display from 10 to 4 at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble shows at 11, 1, and 2 by internationally acclaimed bubble artist Tom Noddy, as well as lectures at 1 and 2 with Nobel Prize winner David Lee and Dudley Hirschbach. The day will conclude at 4 p.m. with a public lecture about the accelerating universe by Harvard University astronomer Robert Kirshner, author of the popular book The Extravagant Universe. For more information on the exciting afternoon, guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu.
8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
We have a large area of high pressure, which will build in by the time we get to Friday. This morning, we're dealing with a departing low and the leftover showers behind it. Scattered showers are a possibility, especially this morning. Highs today, 60 to 65. Any showers will end tonight, 50. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny, cool, only 60. Clear near 50 tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly sunny, milder Friday. Highs on Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There goes 8:39. So, Kat, you did that. Kat, yes. Yeah, you did that story about the organization. What was the name of the organization?
Camp Kesem.
Camp Kesem. Is that who's being benefited, or that's what they? That's the name of the group that's doing the.
That's the group that does. They do a 1 week camp in August, just for kids who have either had a parent with cancer or who still has cancer, and a lot of students from A&M. They use the whole academic year to fundraise for this camp. And there's a big fundraiser this weekend in Houston called Make the Magic.
All right. Well, that's cool.
But they're also still have slots for kids. So if people are interested in having their kids go or if they'd like to get involved, they can visit our website, WTAW.com, and that will provide them with a link to the camp, which is hard to spell if you don't know how to spell
That's probably a pretty good idea. All right, so as lawmakers in Connecticut unveiled their new gun control measures, a small town in northern Georgia moved in the opposite direction. It's the Family Protection Ordinance. They unanimously approved by the city of Nelson, Georgia, population 1,300, makes gun ownership mandatory for all heads of households. Once again, makes gun ownership mandatory for all heads of households. The ordinance, however, includes exemptions, obviously convicted felons, people with certain disabilities, and anybody who objects to gun ownership. So basically, the headline is it read, for example, in USA Today, Georgia City passes measure requiring gun ownership in big bold letters. It's not actually right. Some council members concerned that the measure was nothing more than a political stunt. As one local resident pointed out, law is meaningless to people who already own a gun and superfluous to people who choose not to own one.
Well, the question is, do you get a tax rebate because they're requiring you to buy something?
Sure. I mean, once again,
I'm all in favor if they do it.
But still, yeah. But the councilman who has sponsored the measure believes it will make the city safer, even though there hasn't been a violent crime in Nelson in 10 years. According to the council's agenda, the ordinance is also a move to block any future attempt by the federal government to confiscate personal firearms.
Yeah, see, I thought it was more of a, they were making a statement more than necessarily making sure that everyone, or like, have you heard about the group that in Houston is giving out guns to high crime areas?
Yeah, or people who live in high crime areas. Yeah.
Well, they're also going to do it in San Antonio and I think in Dallas, but right now they've already started in Houston giving out guns to people who live in high crime areas.
And again, I mean, that's kind of, that's interesting.
The argument is that once they have a gun, then they understand the value of having a gun and they're more likely to stand up to protect their rights to bear arms.
Would that be the same thing with a credit card? Once you have a credit card, you understand the freedom that it gives
the freedom
you
of being in
because,
debt.
Yeah, exactly. Let me go ahead and use this poorly. So we'll see. Now, then, there's another kind of guns right battle which is going on a much higher plane. The United Nations General Assembly voted 153-3 yesterday to okay a first-of-its-kind treaty aimed at regulating the estimated $60 billion international arms trade.
So they're going to regulate it.
Yeah, sure they are.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Senate already voted a few weeks ago in a non-binding resolution to oppose the treaty, and this is something that came up in the forum last night. Again, it's a treaty that must be approved by the Senate, ratified by the Senate, as with anything. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, they're going to take care. Because the UN is, after all, the picture of efficiency. I don't think there's any doubt that we would all agree that they do things in a much more efficient manner than okay. All right. Federal health regulators loosening some of the rules regarding nicotine replacement therapy. They call it NRT because we have to call it something. Nicotine replacement therapy. You know, I just quit cold turkey. When I quit smoking.
I bet you were fun to be around.
More than you.
Now, Kevin.
So, Kevin, did you smoke?
No.
Never have, huh? That's interesting.
On an occasion, an occasional cigar. I'm not going to lie.
No. And then the cat, you don't smoke, right?
Well, no. See, the cat does not smoke.
And see, and that just shows you. Because, you know, Tom was a former smoker and Chase was a former smoker.
I enjoy a bubblegum cigar from
time
to time.
That's not what I'm talking about here, yeah. But I remember, well after the fact, I tried some of that nicotine gum, and boy, that's nasty. That stuff was nasty. I don't know what it tastes like now, but
everybody that I know smokes is going to those strange electronic cigarettes.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw
a lot
one
of those.
Yeah. Anyway, the Food and Drug Administration says over-the-counter gums and lozenges that help smokers kick the habit are safe enough to use beyond the recommended 12 weeks. The FDA making new recommendations after decades of research and they've shown that NRT products sold over-the-counter do not appear to have significant potential for abuse or dependence.
Huh.
Now, I think that, and even if that's the case, you know, again, I think you dig deep in anything and you'll find politics. But as you look at this, obviously they say chewing this gum is certainly better than actually taking tobacco, whether you're smoking or chewing tobacco or using smokeless tobacco, which we call sniff, this is better for you because the delivery system of the nicotine is probably safer from that standpoint.
It's probably better for your teeth.
Well, that too. It's better for your lungs and all those other things. Officials have heard from several public health groups that the current labeling for gums and lozenges may stop consumers who are trying to quit smoking from using them. The FDA hopes that the changes will allow more people to use those products effectively as a tobacco substitute and therefore help to end their dependence. So see how that works out. While we're talking about smoke, we all know that smoking is a huge no-no during pregnancy. Bad for you, bad for the baby. But now they're telling us also that secondhand smoke during pregnancy may be worse than thought. A new study has found that secondhand smoke during pregnancy may increase your child's risk for behavior problems down the road. Don't know about that, but again, just kind of being around that. And, you know, if you got your kid in the car while you're driving and you're smoking, would you just not? You
know, just don't. Stop it.
Just quit. Yeah, just quit it. You know better. In what's called the healthy halo, shoppers tend to think organic food is healthier, tastier, and less caloric. A study from Cornell University surveyed 115 people. They surveyed 115 people
That's
in
real
a
scientific.
Mall. In a mall, okay? When's the last time you were in a mall? Think about it.
Me?
Yeah.
Christmas.
No, not even Christmas for me.
I don't even remember.
I think it was a long time ago.
Okay, so it's, I guess, people that are basically not like us.
It was before that because I took my kid to the rat fromage.
Oh, okay. Now you could have done that without actually going into the mall. Isn't that true?
Yeah, rat fromage doesn't count.
Well,
right?
it's in the mall, though.
But
it's not like you were walking around.
Did you wander out to Sears?
No.
Okay, then I don't know that you kind of halfway went to the mall.
Okay.
All right. A study from Cornell University surveyed these 115 people who were fat and sitting on a bench in a mall. I don't know that.
Wow.
Asking them to evaluate yogurts, cookies, and potato chips. One of each item was labeled organic, while the other was labeled regular. Even though both products were organic and identical, despite the fact the products were exactly the same, this shows you how stupid U.S. Americans are, the participants felt the cookies and yogurt had fewer calories when organic, and people were willing to shell out 23% more for those products.
Trixie.
No
stupid
kidding.
On two levels. Stupid on two levels.
Well, they could have been lying, and maybe they're not really that stupid.
And while organic chips and yogurt were considered tastier, regular cookies were reported to have tasted better. In what world? And again, we haven't even done the conspiracy theory story. We're about to do that one, too. So again, if it says organic on it, it's healthier, number one. And secondly, these people were willing to pay 23% more because it said organic, even though it was identical to the regular stuff. Yeah.
Half Price Books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood Half Price Books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, a lot of us like to eat out, right? Why not get rewarded for it? With Taste of BCS, you can earn points at participating local, independently operated restaurants right here in Bryan-College Station. You earn 1 point for every dollar spent at any member restaurant. You accumulate 150 points, receive a $10 reward for any member restaurant. Some of them that are included, La Bodega, Chicken Oil Company, Stover Brothers Cafe at Village Foods, The Tap, G Deli, Pepe's Mexican Cafe, Lakeside Ice House at Lake Bryan. By the way, you can join online at tasteofbcs.com. Sign up at any member restaurant if you want to do that. And remember to ask your favorite local, independently operated restaurant if they are a part of the Taste of BCS. Even better. The next time somebody asks you where you eat, answer somewhere local. You know that we love it when you deal with local companies. And you can purchase web certificates at great discounts for participating restaurants online at tasteofbcs.com. Next sale starts April 18th. Again, next time somebody asks you where you eat, say somewhere local. For more information and joining online, go to tasteofbcs.com.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Now our chance to feel superior. Oh, what is that? What? Oh, she's playing.
Sorry.
Peace 107.
It's not me.
She's like, she's
like, Peace 107. I was texting Brian asking, what song are you playing?
Oh,
and, but he didn't.
Oh, like you have time to do that. Well, okay. All right, the people at the public policy polling are known for having kind of a leftward political lean, but their latest poll leans toward just plain weird. Yesterday, they released the results of a national survey looking at common conspiracy theories, broken down by topic, then cross-referenced by political preference. The results range from plausible to actually depressing, as in what people really believe. According to the poll, over 12.5 million people believe lizard people control politics.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's probably a joke.
And if you think maybe those people are pulling the pollster's legs, 15.7 million people believe Paul McCartney died in 1966.
No, they probably just got confused.
It's because he was barefoot on the cover of Abbey Road.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
The list of questions ranges from aliens and Bigfoot to the New World Order and government using TV to control our minds.
There are people in my family who believe we'd never landed on the moon.
Well, again, and they believe wrestling's real. I understand.
That's
I didn't say that.
The public it's an old joke. The public polling, whoever they are, folks, were good enough to break down belief in every theory from whom the respondents supported in the 2012 election. More Romney people, for instance, supporters than Obama people believed in Bigfoot. More Romney supporters than Obama supporters believed in Bigfoot. Okay. And then that Obama is the Antichrist and that global warming is a hoax and that Saddam Hussein was involved in 9/11.
Well, he is the Antichrist. It was in the Bible.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Whereas, that's right, he was. More Obama supporters believe the government was behind 9/11, that CIA launched the crack epidemic. Although of the 40 million people who believe Obama is the Antichrist, only 5% of them are actually Obama supporters.
They support him and they believe he's the Antichrist?
That's pretty scary, isn't it? Both believe equally that aliens exist and the fluoridated water is bad for you. Okay.
They've taken the fluoridation out of most water.
That's true. And again, the lizard people controlling government. I really, really, really like that one.
Maybe they're Spider-Man fans.
It could be. JFK was killed by conspiracy. 51% believe that. Bush intentionally misled us on WMDs, 44% overall. Global warming's a hoax, 37%. Aliens exist, 29%. There is a new world order, 28%. But again.
Yeah, they're the Bilderbergers. Everybody knows that.
Just again, that's right. Just again, 12.5 million people believe lizard people control politics. Hello?
You ever listen to the song Number 9 backwards on the White Album?
Oh, yeah.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only
$214. Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norma G Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See them at normagtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, I'm Josh Groban. One in six Americans don't know where their next meal will come from. These are our neighbors, friends, and coworkers. There's just no sugarcoating it. These people need our help. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find out how you can make a difference. I'm Josh Groban, and together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, it's time for I Listen to the Show and I Want a Reward. 695-1620. Now, you have to be somebody who hadn't won anything recently, okay? 695-1620. It's I Listen to the Show and I Want a Reward. 695-1620.
Any listener deserves a reward.
That's it. By the way, I dug through the numbers here so that you know 7% of voters say that the moon landing was a fake.
Oh, yeah?
So you know that. That should make you feel pretty good because 6% of the voters, in other words, 1% fewer, believe that Osama bin Laden is still alive. And then 5% of the voters, this is just weird, 5% of the voters believe that exhaust from airplanes are actually chemical spray the government is using for undisclosed sinister reasons.
Really? Does anybody still think Elvis is alive?
Well, you know, they didn't ask that question. They didn't ask that question. When did you start listening this morning?
I started listening at 7 this morning.
Did you? Okay, is that normally the time that you start listening?
Just about, because that's when my kids are getting up and I'm trying to ignore them.
Ah, yes, they're always good for that, by golly. You say, no, I'm too busy. I'm chained to the radio, so there you go. Who's this?
Christine.
Christine, what do you do, Christine?
I work in the chemistry department at Texas A&M.
Oh, awesome. That's fun. Do you like Bunsen burners, or are you actually doing other stuff?
No, I'm educating the youth of America.
Oh, that's an excellent thing to do. Well, I tell you what, I got a $15 gift certificate for NINFAs. How's that?
Excellent. Thank you.
What's your last name, Christine?
Mullen, M-U-L-L-E-N.
All right, we're in the Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. We've got the certificate here for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and thanks for what you do.
I wonder if I'm related to her. She's Mullen. I'm Mac Mullen. No, that no. Mac just means son of Mullen.
Yeah, could be. Maybe so.
She spells it like I do.
By the way, we haven't really commented on it. That's really a fascinating commercial we're running for the physics department. Because they're going to have, bubble shows, and then they're going to end it. See, they bring you in with the bubble shows, and then there's a guy from Harvard who's going to talk about something that's really complicated. So that's pretty cool. You get to go in and look at bubbles.
Something for everyone.
Right, and then before you know it, there's somebody talking to you about something that's going to make you be a lot smarter when you get done.
I thought you were going to say that it'll make you have bubbles come off your lip.
Oh, no. How's this make you feel? Rescue workers at an emergency call center are all up in arms because they are being forced to drink from sippy cups so they won't spill on their desk.
Are they throwing a temple tantrum?
How does that make you feel?
I love it.
Man, you talk about...
Thank God for Brian Broadcasting, where we can spill whatever we want.
We haven't had to drink from sippy cups, I think, in 3 years. So it is.
Since Tom left.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's really fun to drink a beer from a sippy cup. Anyway.
It just takes longer.
Well, it does. Well, actually, you know, Congressman Flores brought us, you know, drinks today.
They did have tops.
And they had a top, which is kind of like a sippy cup, so I took it off immediately, by the way. Now, in 1860, on this date in 1860, and I don't know why we still talk about this because it didn't last very long, but the Pony Express made its first successful run from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California.
Cool.
I don't know why it was from there to there. I guess because that's where the railhead ended. But anyway, 1882, on this date, Jesse James killed by Robert Ford, and Robert got a $5,000 reward for that. 1953,